not hearing anything. Going to say good evening to everybody on the web. And, of course, the repeater system. This is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu, for the New York City Transit K2IRT Amateur Radio Group. Get a chance to meet on this frequency every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever you throw on the table. I will make a little announcement later. My name is Bob, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2IRT group. Do we have any check-ins this evening? Come on in. And this is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2IRT radio club there. Do we have any check-ins coming in tonight? Come on in.
Here is WB2PQR, sending you back to net control, WA2AZX, go.
Corlette is just as bad as Charlie's, Abe. Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the IRT group. How you doing? Happy New Year to you and the family.
Hi, thank you. And the same goes to you and yours. How's everything going with... well, I'll talk afterwards. I guess if there's any other check-ins, I'll let it drop, and then I'll... I guess see what happens, see if it starts to pick up.
All right, Abe. Do we have any other check-ins coming in for the K2IRT group? Come on in. Like a bunch of the guys are going to have a late night tonight, Abe. I talked to Charlie late before I left as we're doing something with the fire alarm, so he may be stuck at work. We'll find out. So, Abe, back to you. Anything good going on?
B2YZX.
Charlie himself. How you doing there, Charlie? Let me turn it over to Abe. How you doing, Abe?
All right, let me say hello to Charlie also. Not much. We went down to a flea market in Timonium, Maryland. Picked up a couple of little things here and there. New toys to play with. Other than that, enjoying this, enjoying ourselves. I hate the cold, but enjoying ourselves. And if I may make a suggestion for the net, possibly, if it's okay with net control and whatever, how about starting a swap and shop or something at the end of the net?
Definitely. Why not? Why not? Sure, everybody's interested in picking up little toys and goodies there. So we'll do it. Just remind me. Like everything else, I'm happy I can remember my name lately. Go ahead.
That will not be a problem. Okay, Charlie, go ahead. You pick it up and toss it around, and if anybody else would like to join the net, please come now. WB2PQR.
KB2VQ, checking in.
Val, KB2VEQ. Happy New Year to you, Val. Anyone else want to come and join our merry band of the K2IRTs?
They're still wearing my coat, I guess. So, open my coat and take it off. But that's my problem. But good evening, good to hear you, Abe, and good to hear you too, Val. So, over to you, Lovey.
All right, Charlie, WB2YZX. A couple of times you dropped out of the repeater. A couple of times you dropped out of the repeater. You want to make it again?
Okay. I think I might have had the wrong antenna on there. I might have had the satellite antenna on there. How am I right now?
Much better than new.
Okay, what I was saying, I was walking the house. I had a late night, and I'm trying to take my coat off, but the zipper is stuck, and I'm looking for a pair of pliers, so that's my dilemma for now.
Oh, the things I could say, Charlie. one of the worst things to have a man zipper stuck, I don't know. Well, you're not the only one. My coat just doesn't want to zip up altogether. It's getting tired. I think it's almost time to go and pick up another one. All right, go find a nice needle-nose plier and just be careful. You don't rip the edges off of the thing. All right, let's go over to Val now. Yeah, V2. And a happy new year to Val. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot, Lobie. I just came in on the net, so I don't know what you guys have said already. I came in the middle of Abe's conversation, so I just wanted to wish everybody else a happy new year also. And basically, I've been, I went to the inauguration and had a good time down there, and looking forward to going back and taking my daughter back to school tomorrow. Back down to Maryland in D.C. area, so make one trip, end up making two in a week. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. But other than that, I'll just hang around till the next go-round if I can. I may have a honeydew in between that time, so if I'm not back, you know, my heart is with you guys. This is KB2VEQ, back over to Net Control.
Hi, KB2VEQ and the K2IRTNet. You've got to fill us in on all the details about the inauguration. Tell me, pull the gang, what it was like, what you do, and where did they put you in the pens over there, guys?
Yeah, roger that. Actually, I got a ticket, and I was in the silver section, and they had a park control or something like that, and these guys walked away from the fence. Next thing I know, I started leaning forward. People were like on my back almost. They had pushed the gate open, and everybody was piling out and extending themselves from the one side of the reflection pool to the other. And that's how the people that got stuck in the tunnel, because people from the silver section were spilling over into the area where the blue section was, and the cops wouldn't let them in because the blue section was already filled. So, by the guys from the silver section. So that was funny, but things settled down after that, and, you know, it was pretty cold out there, everybody bouncing up and down and jumping up and down, trying to keep warm. And other than that, everything went really smooth, and it was exciting times. And I got there late for one of the balls that I was invited to. But my daughter got a chance. She was in one of the programs for inauguration youth program. So she got a chance to go to the ball, and I taking my mother-in-law down, and she got a chance to go to one of the balls. So it was really nice. It was really nice. I don't think it was anything like the balls that I go to in New Orleans, but, you know, they seem to have had a good time and really had an exciting week or, you know, a couple of days there. My daughter got a lecture with Al Gore and Colin Powell and the guy that wrote the War and Peace. I can't think of his name right now, but they gave them lectures and, you know, encouragement for the youth. And so that was really nice. She said it was really worth it. So other than that, you know, just bopping around D.C. and having a good time. Over. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Net Control.
All right. KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group there. I tell you, Val, it's a unique experience what you went through, and especially what your daughter went through there. It's a memory that's going to last a lifetime, and it doesn't matter whose politics anyone believes in that. You know, when you go to these presidential inaugurations there, wow, it's just something fantastic. We turned on the monster TV on the power control floor, and everything stopped at 11:30. Even the phone stopped ringing. And everybody gathered around the screen, and we watched the whole thing front to back. And all of us had a good belly laugh when the Supreme Court Justice screwed up the oath of office. And Obama's looking at him like, huh? What was that?
Roger that. They had to do it over the next day, so it wouldn't be any question about it being right. Over.
That was something. All right, Val. So just hang on the side there. Hopefully you don't have any too many honeydews there. Just stop for a second and see if anyone else wants to join the K2IRT group. Don't have to be a member. Just check in and join in the fun. This is the K2IRT. Right, with nothing heard, I see the QST magazine made a little boo-boo, a tiny little boo-boo on page 12. We put the Intrepid article in there, and somehow they mixed it up and said the Intrepid special event was part of K2IRT. So we're going to be sending a little note to Joel down at QST and just give a correction. If they print it, fine. If not, all of us on board the boat knew what we were doing. We had a good time there bringing the Intrepid in. So that's going to be the limit of my publicity for this year. I hope. But you know me. I'm always writing something somewhere. So let's turn it back over to Abe. WB2PQR, this is the K2IRT group.
K2IRT in the group, WB2PQR. Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, we were down in Maryland, so Val, we know what it was. We had some traffic there, but definitely it was a memorable occasion. Like you say, no matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, a blue state or a red state, right now, Mr. Obama is our president, and we have to back him. That's it. I mean, there's no choices. Politics are over, as far as I'm concerned. I voted for the other guy, but and the only reason I did it that way is so one party shouldn't have monopoly over everything. But that's me. Right now, I'm glad everything is going well. He's starting to do a nice job, and the way the economy is now, let's hope things go well. That's all I have to say. Other than that, if anybody wants to know, Denton, Maryland, the Hamfest is this Sunday. And there was some nice equipment over at Timonium. They had a couple of nice deals if you're looking to spend some money. It wasn't even that money. Some top-of-the-line stuff was going relatively inexpensive. So some people, I call them sharks, are out there. I'm sure it's going to end up on eBay probably by tomorrow. Okay, very good. We will send it back to Net Control, K2IRT, WB2PQR. I'll let it drop for a minute and see if anybody would like to join us.
Check in, W2FBR. Good evening, everybody.
Steve out there. How you doing there, Steve? W2FBR. Hey, come on in and make one.
Yeah, I think I can do. Good evening, everybody. WA2AXZ from W2FBR. Matter of fact, just finished up with a sideband contact on 40 meters. I saw what time it was, so I quick jumped up, several hundred megs, and here I am. So we'll just work the guy down on the west coast of Florida. So that's about it. Hope all's well. And that's about it. Tonight's my Friday night, and that's pretty much the story. How you doing there, Lobie? What's going on? WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group, W2FBR, Fine Business Radio. Over.
Alright, Steve. W2FBR. WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Oh, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. It's been a busy couple of days for me. On Monday, we had the day off, so I threatened to get in the Jeep and take a ride to HRO in Delaware, and that's where I wound up. So I got down there in a raging snowstorm. It was beautiful. The snow was coming down. It coated the trees. And on the way, I lost 40 meters. I was on the chew, and the chew disappeared. And I found out a little later, because the SWR was scooting all the way up, that they put the salt on the roads, and apparently it mixed with the snow. And the salt snow attached itself to the antenna and shorted out the main mast and the resonator. So I had a beautiful path, tip to bottom. I had to stop at one of the rest areas there, break it off, dry it off as best I can, And it's amazing, you know, after I get back in the car, everything is perfect again. So, you know, the bug hatches are good. Sometimes they get wet, but in the snow, just depends on conditions. Maybe I'll have to put Teflon on it or something, spray the thing with pot cleaner. We'll have to see. But, yeah, I went down to HRO. My sister gave me a gift certificate. So I picked up another Hustler antenna system for the Jeep. And I'm going to clean up the one that I took off the Jeep, and that one's going to stay with the camper now. But the one I put on the Jeep has got this single mast. It's not the mast that bends. Apparently, and I'm finding out with the Hustler mast, it picks up a high resistance point at the bend site. Even though it's got a solid type of a collar that makes it feel like it's going to be a rock-solid 54-inch mast, I found the SWR jumping all over the place, and really there's no practical way of getting in there. Everything was sealed, so I'll take it downstairs in the basement. I've got a couple of sledgehammers, and I'll address the problem in my usual power department way there. All right, let's go up to Charlie now, WB2YZX, and see if he was successful with my Greenwich fire alarms today. It's all yours, Charlie.
W-H-O-A-X-Z, WB2YZX, and hello to Steve and everybody else. And, I'm sorry to even bother you with that garbage today, but you know how things are. Somebody makes a big deal out of it, and I probably still have guys over there right now, but whatever. Really not a lot going on this end here. And good to hear everybody on. Abe, haven't heard you in a while, and good to hear from you too, Val, and of course Steve is always here. And not much else on this end. Pretty much doing my usual thing, satellite and digital modes and whatnot. And that's about it for me. So over to you, Lobby.
Charlie, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group. Well, we had a little fun yesterday during the PM rush hour. One of the fire alarms went off at 239th Street, and it was a real fire. Apparently, the low-tension transfer panel and the service coming into the substation burned. And it burned so well that it left nothing but a charred hole in the wall. Fire department was up there, and they actually cut through the roll-up door. They actually cut off the lower section of the roll-up door to gain access and to get the smoke out of the building. And we have these new wonderful line managers now who decided to work with the fire department and put the order in to turn the power off in the entire yard and shut off the number two line. So life was a little strange up there yesterday. A lot of phone calls being made, and really, there's nothing we could do. We had to wait till the fire department and these new so-called line managers got out of the way. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Of course, there's always a lot of finger-pointing, but it was interesting to note, we found out later, Con Edison was working out in the street right next to the substation on a transformer, and left us wondering, gee, I wonder what they did to zap us. We'll find that out as time goes on. But the fire alarms at all these power stations have been problematic. Some people have been complaining about magnetic fields, the dust, the copper, the steel dust. And, again, most of these alarms, after about a year or two, they fail, and we just shut them off because they really don't do a darn thing. All right. With that, we'll go over to Val again, KB2VEQ. Val, you're still talking on the ICOM 746 over there?
Affirmative. IC 746 Pro. How am I sounding?
Sound good. I may have one of those beasties in a couple of weeks. One of my friends in Georgia from the 72 Chew, Chris, KA4UET, is buying himself another toy. And I was looking for another radio for the campus, something with filters. And when we were playing with your 746 in the office and during field day,
It's pretty much like the 756. It had a good amount of filtering, so dragging around the country with me, Dad.
Outstanding. Yeah, I love it, and it's something that I would have bought if I didn't have one already. It's other than that, you know, I don't have anything in mind to get right now. I have a little HT with the Yaesu, and it's 440, and it's a dual band of 440 and 2 meter. And other than that, I was going to get another antenna, 6 meter, and I was down at Delaware, and I bought the cable for it. So other than that, it's just to get the antenna, and I'll speak to Charlie one of these days and see what he recommends. But other than that, you know, I may even pick it up the next time I go down there, which will be this weekend. So maybe after the net, Charlie, if you could stick around, we'll talk about it, give you something to think about. This is KB2BEQ back over to you, Moby. B2AXC and the K2RT bunch.
N2OQB.
Okay, who's that?
N2OQB?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. This is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo Mobile in New York City, right in Manhattan, 126th Street and 2nd Avenue. Good evening to all the stations presently tonight. Lobby is nice.
It's always a pleasure to you guys. Paul, you just tell me that you retired, man.
It was very surprising to me that you left us. This is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo, and I pass it over to Duval. Good evening.
Good evening, Frank. I'm sorry, I thought you knew that I had retired. You know, 33 years of service, I think that was enough for me. And if I need to make some more money, I'll come work for you. This is KB2VEQ. Good to hear you, Frank. Back over to you, Lobby, net control.
All right,
good evening to Frank, and definitely, well, I have so many people retiring around me, it's not funny. Tomorrow is John Turturro's last day, and he put 35 years in. By the way, we've been raising a little ham radio interest up on the system operation control floor. And I've got three souls, John T. included, interested in getting their ham tickets. So between him, Vinny, and I forget the other fellow's name on the 8-4, we're starting them off with the basics, and we'll work our way through it there. But as I said, John's got his engineering degree, so I think he's got a head start of us all. So he should be able to get his license without a problem there. All right, Frank in the mobile. Let's go down the list here and say hi to Steve again. Wondering if Steve is going to stop off and get his official Thursday night corned beef sandwich. W2FBR and the K2IRT group.
W2FBR,
did you go get the corned beef?
Sounds
like you did. Got to tell you, Val, when I was down at HRO, I was going to pick up a new battery for my handheld. My handheld is about 2.5 years old. I got the ICOM T7H. It's a nice little thing, the 2 meter 440. Went there, guy looked it up on the chart. ICOM doesn't sell the batteries anymore. So we had to buy a Maha. What a great name for a battery. Maha. Got a little bit more power to it, so just bringing extra batteries along there. Tell you guys, I'm getting ready for one heck of a long trip. I threatened Charlie and the rest of the gang out there that if I like not going to work, I may just come back to work just in time to put my papers in and just keep on going, we'll have to see. All right, let's get down the list. Steve's not here. Let's give it back up to Abe. And since we're in the first half hour already, Abe wants to talk about doing a quick shopping, a stop and shop here, a swap and shop. It sounds like the food store. And if he wants to start off, we've got a good group of guys so far, Abe. Come on in.
All right. Okay, let me congratulate Val for her retirement, and welcome to the thing. I'm sure you will enjoy it. I'm sure you will enjoy it. I have, and am. Very good. No, I'm just, I'm going to get some stuff together maybe later on, and instead of, you know, just putting it up on, which I haven't even started yet, put it up on eBay, we'll see here. Maybe some people would rather, you know, get it to people they know and some stuff. I've got enough stuff here that I would put up a little bit and see. We just move the stuff around. I picked up an Elenco at the flea market with an antenna. I'd check it out with a duplexer. I also picked up a nice Zenith, quote-unquote, box for the new HDTV. I got to check that out. So if anybody would like to put anything up, go right ahead. I guess I got the permission to do that part. If anybody would like to put anything up for sale or just leave it at this for this time and maybe next time put some stuff, you know, get ready and we'll put some stuff up. Maybe, I'm sure it will help the net and somebody has some extra equipment to get rid of. WB2PQR, if anybody would like to come in and put something up.
All right. WB2PQR and the K2RIT group. Yeah, as I said, what we should do is get together and look at all the toys that we have. I've got so much stuff in the basement. I'm afraid to go down there. I'm afraid if I go to that back room, things are going to come out and bite me. But we all have some things we'd like to get rid of or trade. A couple of boat anchors as well as some of the new stuff there. Just open it up right now if anyone else has anything to say or if you have anything to put on the table. Come on in. Not hearing anybody, but we'll keep it in mind, and I'll put out an email to the gang, and we'll raise a little bit more interest there. I was over at Hamill's Y last week. I try to get there once every couple of weeks just to check out the antenna. Plus, I've got the foreman of the signal tower at Hamill's keeping an eye out for me. I talk to him occasionally. And we had some wicked windstorm about a week and a half ago. And he was saying, you know, that antenna was blowing and shaking and making all sorts of noise. And the tower is still rock steady. The antenna's still there. I got to tell you, being on the seashore with that, with all these storms coming about, it really makes me happy we have that Mosley antenna there. I'm still looking for a winch. Wally sent me an email of a couple of winches there from Northern Tools, and I may just pick it up and make a special trip out to Hamill's, and we'll make a lowering rig just so we can take it down, do some maintenance, and put it back up again. I have the parts list. I have a good idea of what I'm going to have to order, and what I'll probably do is I'll put the order in. I'm not going to even take the antenna down to look at it. I know what always goes on a Mosley, so I'll get those insulating blocks and supports, and we'll dust it off for another year. I'm even thinking of just taking the thing down and taking the pipes apart, bringing it into picking yard and sandblasting it, and then giving it another coat. May get a few more years out of the beast. Right, over to Charlie now, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
All right, WHYXZ, WB2YZX. Hey, you know, we could have done the VHF contest this past weekend. I mean, it was nice and cold and snowy and all that kind of stuff. We could have done the Hamill's Y, putting up antennas, but we didn't. I jumped in for a while on Sunday because I have to work Saturday, but I had a little bit of fun anyway. And I'm actually getting on 1296. As strange as that sounds, that's my new band of choice. So moving up in frequency, little by little, lad. Maybe I'll get on 10 gigahertz by the time, in the next 5 years, whatever. But, that's it for me. Back to you.
Thank you. A little pause in case anyone wants to come in there. You got the K2IRT group. Charlie, I don't know if you really read the latest issue of QST, but you hear people in the write-in column and some of the articles raving about Olivia and PSK. Looks like everybody's coming out of the woodwork now and trying to jump onto the bandwagon. So you may have much more company as you do your thing up on those frequencies. Go ahead.
We've been watching a lot of that Olivia mode on 20 meters, and it's really fantastic mode, but the problem I'm finding is there's so many different digital modes down there, and, you know, they're not all compatible, it's getting kind of crowded, but, I don't know, it's fun to play with anyway.
You are.
Go ahead, Abe.
Nah, just permission to leave the net. I got called for a little snack. WB2PQR, we were clearing QRT. And say, everybody should have a happy and healthy new year, and we can keep up the good talk.
Abe, we appreciate it there, and you come back anytime. We'll probably have our first face-to-face meeting the first Thursday of February. So, again, the door's always open. We'll talk about it next week. We'll firm up the date there. Come on in. We'll put on a nice pot of coffee and get some rolls and have some fun, guys.
Does not sound bad. I will try and make it. WB2PQR will be QRT.
All right. Dave goes away. Check off on the list here. Again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency just about every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from AM radio to trains to whatever else you'd like to put on the table there. Again, you don't have to be a member of K2IRT to join in. Just check in and you're an instant member. So I'll take a moment and pause and see if we have any additional check-ins to the K2IRT group. Come on in. Not hearing anything else, turn it back up to Val, and just ask Val, how's that gap antenna doing? Is that surviving another year on the roof? The KB2 DEQ, got the K2IRT group.
Yeah, it's excellent, excellent. Still holding up, I'm still picking up, from anywhere from your guys in Ohio to... over here and up and down the coast. So, I mean, haven't been on it during the day much because I'm really running around pretty busy. And but I'm looking forward to getting on there during the morning and up to noon sometimes in the near future and see what I can pick up. Looking for something a little... DX, either on the other side of the country or some other place. I've been trying to get in on 10 meters and I haven't been having any luck with that. But you know how the bands are, so hopefully in the near future, maybe when it warm up a little bit, we may be able to get some 10 meter action. But other than that, just up and down the coast, Carolina, Florida guys, and you know, I checked in on the net for New Year's and was able to get one of the guys there. I'm not sure exactly if he was in Ohio, but wherever he was, I picked him up and he put me down in the book. So I don't know if one contact will be enough to get a certificate or not, but if you heard anything, let me know. Other than that's about it. I'll probably need your help on something I rigged up for 160, but when we get a chance, maybe one weekend, not this weekend, we'll be able to get together and we'll let you take a look at the rig that I made up, and we'll see if we can bring the analyzer and maybe we can check it out and see if I'm picking it up. This is KB2VQ, back over to you, net control, WB2AXC and the K2RT bunch.
VQ, the K2IRT group there. Yeah, no, without a doubt. You've got my number, give a call, and we'll come running there. I think the best time to do in my antenna work is 23 degrees and under. You know, ham radio people don't do it on balmy summer afternoons. It's got to be either raining, middle of a lightning storm. I'll never forget the day I put the antenna upstairs in that. I'm busy putting that 2 meter 440 antenna up, and there's this big black cloud hovering over, and you see the lightning, and you hear the thunder, and I'm going, what am I doing up here? But for 10 meters, it's catch as catch can with 10 meters. Every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock, 28330, Scotty, KG4WEL, and a bunch of guys in the South, Georgia, Alabama, and the like, get together for what they call the Margarita Net. I can't understand why he called it that, but usually when Scott gets together with us at Dayton, he brings gallons of margarita mix, and it just makes the day go so nicely, I have to tell you. But the gang is usually on 28330 Saturday nights at 9, so if you happen to have the rig fired up at that time, just listen in and hopefully you'd be able to make contact. I've tried a couple of times here from Brooklyn, but you know, where I am and the noise that I have to contend with, you know why I go out to the beach all the time. All right, let me see if we get a hold of Steve again, W2FBR. Hey, Steve, put down the sandwich. Come to the mic.
Sorry about that, everybody. No, I got a phone call, and I had to grab it for a couple minutes, so I just missed it. So just missed my turn, but that's okay. I am back. Did I hear something about folks unloading things, Lobi? I know I have stuff here too. What did I miss on that front?
Yeah, hey, WB2PQR said that we should put some time aside while we do the net and throw on the table like a little trader's net here. If anyone has any stuff to put out, trade, sell, whatever, and it's a good idea. You know, he's got some stuff, I've got some old stuff living in the basement. I kept on telling him I'm afraid to go down there. He would probably bite me if I try to reach in and get it again.
Oh, yeah. Boy, do I know the feeling. Oh, I certainly have enough of it of my own. One of the things I actually have, and I'm thinking very seriously about moving them along, is I have some old RCA Super Fleet Phone TA bus radios that I, believe it or not, legitimately bought from the disposal department back in the late 80s when they were going from low band and high band up to the 800 trunking system. I got a whole mess of that stuff. I probably am the only one in the country that has these special RCA Super Fleet phones. It actually has most, probably like 90% of the accessories, spare parts, and mounting brackets, etc., as well as other boat anchor stuff. Plus, a Cushcraft A4 an A4 beam that I'm never going to use. That's a piece of shape. So, buddy of mine moved from Bayonne to North Carolina and said, here, sell this. So, okay. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the size of Mount Everest, will be WA2FZ.
All right, W2FBR, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group. I tell you, downstairs, I've got my Amico TX-62, I've got my national VFO for 2 meters, 2 meters, 6 meters. Got a couple other frequencies on there too. I used to run that quite a lot. Got the Quake 22, the Quake 66er. I've got a Lafayette CB rig, a vacuum tube CB rig, the Lafayette 25B. And I've got two Sonar BR-21 linear amplifiers. Now that was back in the old days. We all knew what we did with those on Channel 3, but those BR-21s are pretty good for 10 meters, as well as I think they're also tunable to 6 meters. I think I still have the book stats there. But so, yeah, as I said, all of us have stuff hidden in the basement there. You know, we take surveys of what we have and put it out for everybody to take a look at. All right. Steve, by the way, I was in contact with Bill Wall the other day. Joe Cunningham and I have been working with him. Bill Wall picked up a set of books dating back to 1905, 1910, and 1922, written by Mr. Thomas E. Murray. Let me just drop the repeater for a second. Yeah, this fellow Thomas E. Murray was the chief engineer and designer of all the BMT power system. He built the Kent Avenue power plant. He built Central, the BMT Central on 3rd Avenue and 3rd Street. He built just about every one of our BMT manual substations, as well as Waterside Powerhouse and the major Con Edison powerhouses in New York. The guy was a major figure in electricity. The guy wrote books about building these powerhouses, and there's a lot of information on the old BMT stations. So we borrowed the books, and I'm scanning them in page by page, and going to put them on the side there. Joe likes to read them. I scanned in the 1922 book, but apparently these books have Thomas E. Murray's autograph in them, so makes them a little special. Hey, us engineering types like that type of stuff there. All right, let's go back up to Frank now. Frank at 125th 2nd Avenue. I just have to tell Frank, don't go looking too hard for the 2nd Avenue subway the way you are. Into OQB, the K2IRT group. Into OQB, Frank, you still with us? It looks like Frank is making his rounds. He's making his rounds. So, checked out, and Charlie will be coming up next. Just taking suggestions from the gang here. I'm going to check out the N2ROW website and some of the other linked webs and the 440 sites. What I'll try to do is get back either through email or telephone calls when I do my little cross-country trip. I'm going to be starting around April 15th, April 16th. What a great day, April 15th, tax day. And going to head down south, head across the United States, pretty much paralleling and stopping by the old Route 66 until I get to the Grand Canyon. I'm going to make a right turn, stop off in Las Vegas, not to spend any money, but I'm going to go over to the powerhouse over there and take a look. I'll leave my money in the bank, thank you. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to try to make good contacts along the way. Wherever I park the camper, I'm definitely going to be on the radio. You'll hear me on 40 meters during the day and, of course, 160 during the night. So nice odyssey for me. Haven't done this since 1974, so about time I got my behind in gear and really, really, really got far, far away from New York. Back over to Charlie, WB2YZX. What's happening on his side of the island.
WB2YZX, okay, very good. And I was talking a lot today, and I understand we have a new member. I think it's WB2GUG, who I'm somewhat familiar with. I've seen his course on the APRS thing. And he's at 2 Broadway with me. So I look forward to hearing from him, and Hey, Lobe, you want to resurrect some of that the old 2-meter AM gear? There's actually a decent amount of activity on 2-meter AM. I do have a 2-meter sideband, but there are a bunch of guys that still get on there. And I think you said you had an Amico TX-62. I had one of those myself, and I sold it to someone before I moved to California. That was like, I don't know, mid-70s, I think. In fact, the guy I sold it to worked for CQ Magazine. But that was a nice little rig. In fact, I think when I worked you, I probably worked you with that. I had a TX-62, a Heathkit 2, and a Polycom 6-2, which was a piece of junk. I don't even want to talk about that. But, you know, fire those things up one of these days. Make sure they still work. Or bring them to one of the meetings. I got a kick out of those old things. WH2AXZWB2YZX.
I have a Johnson 6-2 here with a VFO and also a S-36 Hallicraft as VHF receiver. How about that? You should try that stuff. W2FBR.
Charlie and Steve, if you guys can pick it up with Val for a couple of minutes. I just got a phone call from the BMT. They need a little help there. So, Charlie, if you can pick it up, I'd appreciate it. Get WA2AXZ for the K2RT.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I love that. 2-meter AM was great back in those days. I mean, it was like a nightly thing. It was better than watching TV, that's for sure. And I think that's the first time I worked Lobe, that's for sure. And Abe, who checked out before WB2PQY, he was on every night of the week. He lived 4 blocks away from me, and we had a lot of fun in those days. Over to you, Steve.
Yeah, WB2YZX from W2FBR. You know, I never got on VHF AM. I never did. I have a Johnson Ranger here with its piggyback VHF transmitter counterpart, the 6-2, and a matching VFO. But in all honesty, Charlie, you know, I have so much stuff here and so little time that I just, you know, I've never even bothered hooking the jumper cable up to the Ranger, and I've had that Ranger for probably the last 3 or 4 years and haven't messed with it either. That old Hallicraft is S36M receivers from the late 1930s. It's actually tunable. Probably one of the best Hallicraft receivers that was ever made because of the mechanical stability of the thing. But it probably needs a preamp very, very badly up on VHF, but it tunes from 27 megs to about 126 AM. And the thing also receives FM, both wide and narrow, so I can actually use the thing on the FM broadcast band. It's a very interesting receiver. The S-27 and S-36s were built about the same time, very much the same, with the 27 being the first one and then the 36 following a couple of years later. So it's interesting, but I don't know how good it is up there. Over.
Very, very good. You know, I love those old rigs. I'm very sorry I sold off a lot of my old stuff, but I always got a kick out of the old boat anchors with the slide rule dials and things that I saw. And I think one of the favorite rigs I ever had was the little Heathkit Tour, that the lunchbox, the Super Regen receiver with, I think it had about 5 tubes in it, and I had more fun with that silly thing than any rig I've ever had, to tell you the truth. But, the old Hallicraft stuff, I mean, I think I made my first contact in high school with a big, we had a big Hallicraft, this SX-101A, which was a monster of a rig. Monster of a receiver, that is, it had a dial which was huge. And, I mean, those things were great. You know, maybe they're not technically up to stuff. up nowadays, but, you know, it was something about them. They really had character to them, I have to say. So, let me give it a bow. KC2VEQ, then a group WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie, I'm in here. I just want to just check a minute to see if Frank is still on there. N2OKB, come in for K2RTNet. That's N2OKB, if you're there. All right, I guess he's not there, Charlie. So I just wanted to get a little information because I'm going to go down this weekend to Maryland. I'll probably stop in Delaware, check out the HRO there, and see what you recommend for a nice, neat 6-meter antenna.
Ah, you're going on 6 meters? Not a lot happening up there these days, but it's a fun band when it opens.
Yeah, I just want to check it every now and then, you know, because I know you like it, and I like it also. We did very well on that 1 year with the 6-meter on the field day. We were really banging them in there at one time, and I really enjoyed it. I'll look in the book. I don't have an HRO book, but I have, I do have one, an old one. And I have the, what is the other catalog, ACE or something like that. I'll take a look in that too. AES, yeah, I have a catalog on that too. I'll look in there and take a look. I thought maybe you, have one that you could recommend also. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, WB2YZX and K2RT Bunch, Charlie. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, back.
Pick it up, Lobby.
I'm just curious, Val, are you looking for a beam type 6-meter antenna? Or you just want something just to get on 6 meters so you don't have to put all the other stuff up?
Roger that. Yeah, not really looking for the beam as yet. Maybe later on, but just something to throw up there. You know, I'm not sure if Charlie you used the beam at that time or you were using that egg beater or what. But the square one. I'm not sure exactly you were using that time. We were picking them up on field day on 6 meter. Back to you.
Yeah, Val, when we did field day at Montague Farm, and I just had this little 6-meter loop antenna, and we were working out to the Midwest gangbusters. I mean, the antenna is only $29.95, something like that. And what I'm using now is my 17-meter dipole, which is just happens to be cut a bit too long, 17 meters. It's more like a 18-meter dipole. It happens to work very well on 6 meters, but you can put up a dipole if you just want to get on 6 meters. You'd be surprised what you can do with that, but there's not a lot of activity, but in the summertime, it's a great band, and you don't need a lot of antenna, you know, just a dipole or something like that will do.
Yeah, roger that. What was your suggestion, Lobie?
Well, I've got the brand new HRO catalog in front of me now. Matter of fact, if you go to HRO, by the front door when you leave, they've got 3 stacks, and I'm not kidding you, 3 stacks of the 2008 catalogs. I picked up about 4 of them. I keep one in the office, I keep one in the bathroom. Hey, you got to do something, right? They keep one over here in the shack, and the egg beaters are good, but they have the vertical antennas too. That's good for 6 meter, 2 meter, and 440. If you put that thing up, it may be maybe the best of all worlds there. So it just eliminates all the different antennas you have up on the roof.
Yeah, I'll have 2 actually. I got the Gap Titan and the UHF VHF. That's all I have up there. But I do have that 160 And it's like a CB radio antenna, actually. It's just, you know, well, you're familiar with it, so you know what it's like, that stick that we bought. So, and I don't have that up yet, so looking forward to putting that up. But right now, it's just the tube. Over.
Just put a couple of tripods up, different areas of the roof there. Again, we'll try to get the 160 meter antenna opposite of the opposite of the gap. Pop that thing up there, and then we'll run that good ground down the roof and into the backyard. I remember what your backyard looked like, so we can get that done over there. And maybe the six meter and the 2 meter, move that over to the other roof towards the front of the house. I said, you have so many different ways of doing it. We'll find a way, and it'll work out quite nicely for you. I'm just going through the book here, drooling like I always do with all these little toys.
Roger that. Thank you, Lobie. Well, I'll work on it, and I'll stop down there on my way either to Maryland or on the way back. This is KB2VQ, back over to Net Control and the K2RT bunch.
Just remember, if you stop on the way back, you have one less person you're bringing back so you can stuff the car with more stuff. And the guy down at HR will appreciate it. All right. I was on the phone a few minutes ago with the BMT. We're having a little signal feeder problem in the good old Kanati tube. Decided to put in this new CBTC, this futuristic train control CBTC. I affectionately call it crash-based train control. And though they have all this new computerized train operation system there, they're still relying on the 1916 25-cycle signals as a backup. So every once in a while, it hiccups, and we have to hit that thing with a stick to get it going. And someday it'll all be computers, and then we can turn it all off and put it in the museum. I don't know who else is here. I'll turn it back over to Steve one more time. It's almost at the top of the hour. W2FBR, come on in, Steve. Say something.
Say something. Speak, ARF. Okay. W2AXC, W2FBR. Well, you know something? Not necessarily always a good thing, so I'm a firm believer that progress has its place, but good old reliable technology. The tried, true, and reliable doesn't make anybody else's back. It doesn't promote good backroom deals and payoffs, so. Just have to deal with the problem as we see it as of our employer, so. Can I tell you? Anyway, I guess I'll say 73 to everybody at this point, since it is 9 o'clock. And forward to, email regarding the next fireball. Try and make it to that one. But I guess we'll catch everyone in here, God willing, next week. So have a good night, all, and catch you in here the next go around. I was thinking about that Hustler photo. I was never a fond believer in that fold-over whip, but what you might be able to do is to keep it as a permanent vertical fixture, drill and tap a couple of into it, either that or take a couple of small clamps and hose clamp a heavy piece of braid to join the two sections with a decent electrical contact. Temporarily as a trailer antenna, that might not be such a bad way to go.
go and tap the net or a couple of small hoses and fish the that fold over piece with a decent piece of braid like off an old piece of coax. That's it. So much for my tip of the night. You probably have to see on that one already. Use brass screws, of course. I don't know how. I think that's an aluminum mask. But for what we're doing, it's close enough for government work. WA2AXZ in the group. Good night, all. This is W2FBR listening out.
All right.
Steve, W2FBR. You got the K2IRT group.
All right. We'll get the word out on the face-to-face meetings. I'm sitting here talking to you. I just turned off the icon. I can't remember numbers anymore. I'm lucky I can remember my name, the 756. And I'm looking at a straight, dead, rock-solid S9 noise level on 160. So must be a nice storm or something coming brewing out of there. Haven't heard anybody talking in the background, so I'll give you greetings to Tom and say hi to the gang for you. And we'll see how far I get. Maybe I can work some DX and actually get New Jersey. We'll see how we can go. We're clear with Steve. Let's give one more try to N2OQB. Frank, you still with us, Frank? Come on in.
All right, nothing.
For N2OQB, give it up to the Charlie up there for his 73s, WB2YZX. Come on in. We got the word that you're coming up to the 53rd Street building, man. Yeah, that's a little rough for 2 meters and 440, especially in between all those buildings there. Hey, Frank, we'll see you one day this week or next, and we have a chat as we always do. It's always great talking to you down there, Frank. Go ahead. Fading in and out, but definitely, you know, that's our next project, putting a 2 meter 440 and a little bit more on the roof. Hey, you know, I always threatened to bring a cable down into the control room, down towards the conference room there, so maybe we'll put an AB switch, so when I leave at night, and if you happen to stop over down there and talk to the guys, just plug into that and away you go. All right, we're clear with Frank, OQB, and try Charlie one more time, YZX.
Okay, Logan, very good. Nothing else left on this end. Look forward to seeing everyone at the next meeting, and I'm kind of working on a presentation I'd like to do sometime about satellites, so... That's down the road a bit, but hopefully I get something there, something going with that. I'd have to load some software on your computer over there, if that's okay. And other than that, that's enough for out of me tonight, and good night to all, and catch you then. WB2YZX, good night.
All right, Chuck. Well, and we'll catch you down the road there. And by the way, that fellow, GG, UGG or whatever, I met up with him earlier this week. He introduced me to him there. And this guy is a bigwig in Aries. He's got enough connections. I'll talk. I gave Wally his business card. He's got a lot of the information of what he does, so...
We invited him to be part of the group there, and he may just stop by one day. We'll have to see. Okay, Val. Come on in, Val. WB2, KB2, VEQ. It's all yours, Val. I'm going to put a lid on it.
Roger that, Lobie. Thank you. And I just wanted to say goodnight to all 73, and catch you next time on time. And I guess it's going to be at 53rd Street. Is that correct?
Good possibility. There's a good possibility there. There are times when we go to Wally's, but we may do it at 53rd again there. So it's a little bit more relaxed. We can spread out some goodies and have a little fun over there.
Roger that. Look forward to it. I hope to get an email on it. And if not, I'll give you a call on it. And, well, for right now, I'll just say 73 to 1 and all. And God bless. KB2VEQ, clear.
All right, Val and everybody, I want to thank everybody for coming by today. I'm just going to stop for a second. Does anyone else have anything else to say before I put a 73 on it?
Lobie, I'm working on trying to get us another room at 2 Broadway. I think which would be a little more appropriate rather than at the lunch room. So perhaps on the 20th floor, something like that. I have a room up there in which we keep a lot of stuff. But at any rate, I'm looking for a better spot than 2 Broadway, and I think it'll be a little better.
Charlie.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're always looking, have our eyes open for places. We appreciate it there. Okay, Charlie, be good. And again, to everybody who's been listening, this was the K2IRT group. We usually meet on the frequency from 8 to about 9 o'clock every Thursday night, except at the beginning of the month when we do our face-to-face meeting. If anyone wants any information about the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, just check out K2IRT on QRZ, and you've got a little bio and contact numbers and the like in case you want to become part of the group or just looking for general information. Again, to Rich and the gang of the repeaters here at Lance, I want to thank everybody for allowing us to use the repeater at this time. And now we're just going to turn it back over for normal amateur use, whatever normal is. Guys, have a great night. I'm going to QSY up to 160 meters, 1871. And those who have 1871, come on in and say hi to the 1721 group. Good night all from WA2AXZ in Brooklyn.